It was an extraordinary day, but for Tanya McCloskey and Marcia Kadish, it was about the ordinary. They didn't intend to be the first or anyone's front page news story. As a couple committed to spending the rest of their lives together, they wanted what their friends and family had. They wanted to be married. And 15 years ago today, in the state of Massachusetts, they were. Here's what Tanya McCloskey told an NPR reporter that day.
People were coming by giving us flowers and just congratulating us and giving us hugs just to say we're behind you all the way. And you know, you couldn't ask for a better happening, a better memory.
And so it was on May 17th, 2004, Massachusetts became the first state in the country to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Tanya and Marcia were the first in line. We reached out to Marcia Kadish to mark the anniversary, and she shared details from that day and what life has been like since. But we started at the beginning, the moment she and Tanya met. It was 1986 in Key West, Florida.
I was at a restaurant that had music, and they finished, and I was on the way out the door, and this woman came over to me. She picked me up, and she twirled me around.
She did?
She put me, yes.
You did not know each other?
No, no. The strange woman just came over and picked me up, twirled me around, put me down, and then walked away.
Well, that'll make an impression.
Yes, it did.
Things went on from there, as love stories do. They dated, they fell in love, they told their family and friends, but not everyone in Tanya's family was supportive.
She never told her dad. I think that he was such like an old school person that she didn't want to upset him. The family was somewhat religious, so she didn't really come out to her parents. My parents, my mother said, "That's okay, dear, as long as you don't tell another living soul." And my dad kept trying to fix Tanya and I up. Mm. He had a list of eligible bachelors.
With men, yeah.
No matter how much we told him, no, 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 he would say, "Well, what about this person?" Or, you know. It was a while before they actually accepted that we were a couple. Mm-hmm. But they did finally accept that, and they were very loving. They loved Tanya so much.
Is there a proposal story?
No. I mean, we felt we were married already.
Yeah.
This was just making it legal.
But you knew that deciding to go through the official channels, you were going to be public people as a result of that. Did you think about that, talk about it?
Yes, because, you know, that pretty much outed us.
Right.
And we were pretty private. And when we got married, I forgot that there were cameras there. I forgot that there were people there. And I just grabbed her and kissed her passionately. And then when I ever saw it on my 57-inch TV, I was horrified.
Because that wasn't you to do PDA.
Oh, no. We were very closeted at the time.
Oh, man.
But, you know, and this did bring us out, but that was really out.
Yeah.
And we got married early. And the reason we ended up being first was because we wanted to go to everybody else's wedding.
Just over 11 years later, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that all states must recognize same-sex marriages. Here's NPR's Audie Cornish on June 26th, 2015, reading from Justice Anthony Kennedy's majority opinion on All Things Considered.
As some of the petitioners in these cases demonstrate, marriage embodies a love that may endure even past death. It would misunderstand these men and women to say they disrespect the idea of marriage. Their plea is that they do respect it so deeply that they seek to find its fulfillment for themselves.
Did you mark the day when the Supreme Court ruled that all states must grant same-sex marriage?
Absolutely. I never thought I would see in my lifetime that gay marriage was legalized everywhere.
History was made. It was a time to celebrate. And they did. But by that point, Tanya was already sick.
We found out around Christmas time of 2014. In November, she had gone through some tests, and they had finally given her the results. And the results weren't terrible. They were that she had endometrial cancer, and but it was a stage one. But they thought they got it all. They said they had clean margins, everything was fine. And then the fifth week into her recovery, she developed a cough. And it turned out that it had metastasized to the lungs. And then it went to her brain. And then it went to her bones. And then it was in her blood. She was diagnosed and died almost within a year.
When Tanya got sick, did you think about how being married afforded you different rights than you would have had otherwise?
Yes. And I was very grateful. There was never a time I couldn't see her in the hospital, and I stayed with her. I pretty much didn't leave her side for a year.
Where does your mind settle when you do think of her?
I think of her all the time. I talk to her all the time. Mm. There are so many different memorable situations that, you know, just the way we met was, you know, it's fun to tell people.
It's a good story.
It is a good story.
Well, it has just been a pleasure to talk with you. I so appreciate you doing it, and I think our conversation will mean a lot to a lot of people.
Thank you, Rachel. I hope so. I was afraid. I was so nervous coming here because Tanya was usually the one who talked most.
Hmm.
I would interject things here and there, but we supported each other, so it made it more comfortable. And I know she's watching over me, and she's right here, and that's helping. That does help.
That's Marcia Kadish remembering her late wife, Tanya McCloskey. They were the first same-sex couple to be legally married in the United States.